This is a ColoradoGrandparent.com podcast.
Hello, this is Nathan.
Hi, Nathan. Howard with ColoradoGrandparent.com. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Good. I appreciate you taking the time to do this podcast for ColoradoGrandparent.com. Again, I'm speaking to Nathan Sawaya, who is an award-winning artist who creates awe-inspiring works of art out of some of the most unlikely things. His Art of the Brick exhibition is coming to Denver at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science in June. The renowned contemporary artist has taken Lego bricks from beloved toys to artistic marvels. The experience also showcases a collection of Lego-infused hyper-realistic photography from Sawaya's innovative collaboration with award-winning photographer Dean West. Mr. Sawaya, I just have a few questions for you, but love to hear a little bit about your background.
Sure, I'm happy to talk about it. It's not a normal background for an artist. I actually was a lawyer for many years before I became an artist. So it was not the most traditional way of approaching my craft, but eventually I found my way to being a full-time artist and doing what I love.
And how did that migration occur? Where did you get the inspiration to do this?
Well, when I was practicing law, I was not really happy. I worked with some great people, but I wasn't happy at the end of the day. And so I'd come home, you know, at the end of the day, some people go to the gym or some people go to a bar. For me, I needed to create something. I needed to, you know, release that tension of the law firm by doing something creative. So sometimes I would draw, or sometimes I would paint, and sometimes I would sculpt, and I sculpted out of more traditional media, things like clay and wire. And one day I thought, what about this toy from my childhood? Could I create large-scale sculpture using Lego bricks? So I started experimenting, just looking around my apartment and creating things that I saw, but out of Lego bricks. And I put a little website together that became my virtual gallery. And soon I was getting requests. So I had all these commission requests coming into my website, and I was working full days at the law firm, but then I'd spend 6, sometimes 8 hours at night fulfilling these commission requests. And it actually happens when my website crashed from too many hits, I realized, you know what? There's something to this. And I left the law firm behind and became a full-time artist that plays with toys.
Wow, that's amazing. About when did you do this?
Wow. This was over a decade ago, and I decided at that point to make the change. And it was a few years before I actually had the courage and created enough art before I could actually do an exhibition. So my first solo exhibition occurred about 3 years after that. And then we've been touring the Art of the Brick ever since. And it's toured, as you said, many cities. It's toured over 90 cities, over 20 different countries, every continent except for Antarctica. So it's very exciting that the exhibition's finally coming to Denver, because it's never been to Denver. And so I'm pretty thrilled that the people of Denver get to see it.
I'd love to know how many frequent miles you have.
Quite a few.
So this exhibition, how many pieces will be on display?
I think there's 100 works of art in the exhibition, and these are created not only, they really span my entire career. So some are very early works from when I was just getting started. Some are mid-career, and some are recently created. So it really, there's a lot to see. And as you mentioned, there's different galleries. It's not all the same gallery with the same theme of art. Some pieces are very, let's say, representative. They're very real-world objects. Some focus on art history. Some are more surreal and avant-garde and focus more on emotion. And others are, as you mentioned, a collaboration with another artist, Dean West, which is a photographic collaboration, which is a different spin on using Lego. So there's a lot to see. There's a lot in this exhibition.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. Where do your ideas come from?
Well, it's hard to say where an idea specifically comes from. I have fortunately, I have multiple exhibitions on tour, and that means I do get to travel a lot. And I use that opportunity to, you know, visit different places, meet different people, and experience different cultures. And I carry a little sketch pad with me and jot down ideas, and I use that for inspiration.
Amazing. And you must have, now I understand that you have a couple of different studios, one in New York and one in LA, correct?
Well, actually, I've closed the New York studio, and so I'm only focused on Los Angeles these days. No, it's just recent. I've decided to focus just on Los Angeles and get much more space out here in LA. And I have about 10 million bricks in my inventory, so I need a lot of space.
I hope you have a great deal with Lego.
I don't know if it's a great deal. I buy my bricks just like everyone else. But the difference is I get to buy them by the hundreds of thousands. I'm ordering hundreds of thousands of bricks directly from Lego every month. So I don't have to go to a local toy store and take things off the shelves. I'm ordering direct from them.
Right. Like I used to do with, when my kids were younger.
Exactly.
And this exhibit, all ages?
Oh, definitely. I think there's something for everyone. First it's a toy, so the younger kids are going to enjoy it. But then there's some pieces that have some real emotion to them that I think adults will have a lot to look at and really interpret the art in different ways. So yes, there's something for everyone.
And will you be in Denver at all for the exhibit?
Yeah, I hope to. I hope to come out a couple times during the exhibition. That has not been scheduled yet since we're still working towards it. But my plan is to come out as often as I can.
Well, hopefully you'll let me know, and I can let the readers of ColoradoGrandparent.com know about your visits, which would be wonderful to meet the artist. Again, I've seen already a couple of pieces last week, and just amazing, amazing. You're very, very talented.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm really looking forward to bringing the entire exhibition to the Denver Museum of Nature and Science.
Thank you, Nathan. And just by the way, you're in LA, here in Denver, it's snowing.
Wow, it was 96 here today, so that's a little bit of contrast. Oh my goodness.
I know. Can you do Lego with showing snow?
I guess I could. I'll try. Well, I'll definitely try. We'll see.
Terrific.
Well, thanks, Howard.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time.
You bet. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.